the Lovers, written by Morris West and read by Jim Daly. Brian de Courcy Kavanagh had a chameleon reputation. The austere brass plaque outside his chambers in the Rue Saint-Honoré in Paris described him inadequately as counsellor in international law. His wife, Louise, who was a very witty lady, described him as a floor walker in the Tower of Babel, because his life was spent in a series of displacements: Beijing, Buenos Aires, London, Sydney, New York, Moscow. He defined himself with a certain irony. "My clients think I'm a magician. They pay me large sums of money to negotiate impossible bargains between incompatible characters under mutually contradictory systems of law. Of course, there's no magic. It's a parlour trick I learned at my children's birthday parties. Everyone has to get a slice of the cake. I make a big ceremony so they all feel uplifted by the sublimity of the occasion. I've got a good eye and a steady hand, and I cut clean. For the rest, I'm an agreeable fellow who listens more than he talks, and kisses ladies' hands, never tells Irish jokes, and sleeps with his own wife and not his clients. He was born under the sign of Taurus, and this was his 65th birthday. He'd spent 7 weary hours of it in a Wall Street boardroom, trying to mediate an agreement between his own clients, a group of European bankers, and their counterparts in a US consortium. Both parties had lent heavily to an international corporation cobbled together out of a grab bag of small but profitable enterprises, which, the prospectus had promised, would merge into a single giant organism, spawning money as a termite queen spawns offspring by the millions in her anthill. In fact, the investors and the bankers were landed with a genetic freak, doomed to disaster from day one. Within 3 years, the shareholders' funds were all gone, loan covenants were in massive breach, and the monster was dying on its feet, bleeding money by the minute. Unfortunately, the demise was a slow and expensive event, because the bankers could not agree whether to dispatch the animal at one stroke or dismember the living body limb by limb for an extra margin of salvage. The Europeans wanted a swift execution. The Americans favoured a slow butchery. At 5 in the afternoon, Brian de Courcy Kavanagh decided he had had enough. He invoked the chair. "By your leave, sir, I have a statement to make, a final statement on behalf of my clients. They consider this debate has gone on long enough. They want the matter put to vote forthwith. Before the motion is tabled, I beg to remind our colleagues of 2 lessons they all learned at business school. Lesson 1, never send good money after bad. Lesson 2, never try to butcher your own beef. It's a bloody business. Leave it to the professionals. My advice, which my clients accept, is that at opening of business tomorrow, you file all necessary documents in all jurisdictions for the appointment of liquidators to wind up the company. Now, my clients have given me permission to withdraw. Today is my birthday. I'm going to spend what's left of it in a private memorial service for my vanished youth. No flowers by request. Cash donations or contributions of liquor may be sent to my hotel. God keep you from harm in this wicked city. I bid you good evening."